Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says she wouldn't call today's meeting at the White House debt ceiling negotiations. Rather, it's a conversation. She's talking, of course, about President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy meeting later today, with just over 3 weeks before the government could run out of money to pay its bills. Biden has said he will not negotiate over the debt ceiling, which Jean-Pierre was emphasizing, and Republicans say they won't raise it without spending cuts. So for more on this upcoming conversation, Franco Ordonez is here. He's NPR White House correspondent. And Franco, you know, Republicans made their opening chess move. We know that they passed that bill that would lift the debt ceiling, allowing the U.S. to pay bills, but also call for widespread spending cuts. Democrats responded with, nope, the appropriate time to talk about spending is during appropriations. So what might they talk about today?
Yeah, I mean, it's a million-dollar question. I mean, both sides are pretty far dug in. I mean, basically, Robin, what we're seeing is a political game of chicken. And as you noted, Karine Jean-Pierre wouldn't even call it a negotiation. Neither side seems to be budging much, so I really don't expect any major breakthroughs today. But they are in the room together. They're going to be in the room together. They're going to be talking. And it's going to be an opportunity to at least for each side to kind of lay out their positions and get a feel for whether there might be some wiggle room. It's basically round one in what's going to be an intense few weeks of debate. But they really got to pick up the pace.
Well, President Biden has opened the door to separate conversations with Republicans over spending. People talk about this two-track conversations, as long as, you know, the spending isn't linked to the debt ceiling. Democrats talk about increasing taxes on the wealthy, but Republicans on cutting spending. So where might this common ground be?
Yeah, both sides say they want to reduce future debt, but there's very little agreement on how to do it. Almost no common ground on the tax and spending proposals. Biden wants to raise taxes on the rich and big companies. Republicans seek to cut spending as well as end some of the tax breaks for low-emission energy sources. They also want to extend Trump's tax cuts that are supposed to end in 2 years.
Well, so, while one side is talking about raising taxes on the wealthy, the other is talking about extending the ability for the wealthy to pay fewer taxes. Look, some Democrats have been talking about ways to get a handful of Republicans on board with raising the debt ceiling. They're looking at Republicans in districts that Biden won. What's going on there?
Yeah, Biden is actually traveling tomorrow to one of those districts to put some pressure on that lawmaker, as well as put pressure on McCarthy. Biden's actually visiting the district of Mike Lawler. He's a freshman Republican from the Hudson Valley of New York. And so far, Lawler has backed McCarthy. But the White House is really turning up the pressure on him, hoping that they can get him to break from the more extreme faction of Republicans. The White House is also counting on McCarthy, wanting to remind him to be careful, considering, you know, the fragile majority that he still has on his conference.
That's right. Another option is a temporary debt ceiling increase that would leave room for more of these two-track conversations, one about debt, one about spending. A temporary debt ceiling increase, is that likely?
I mean, they could definitely suspend this. I mean, time is already running out. And Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned that even coming close to the deadline without raising it could be really bad and lead to a downgrade of the U.S. credit rating. You know, the idea of a suspension has been floated. That's basically kicking down the road, in which we've seen a lot happen in Washington. But both Republicans and Democrats would have to agree on this, and it's tough to agree on anything these days.
Yeah.
And an extension would also mean that this could become an even bigger issue in a 2024 presidential campaign. And I'm not sure either side wants that to happen.
Well, you remind us as well that in 2011, a deal was reached with President Obama and Republicans at the last minute, but the country's credit rating was still downgraded, even though that agreement was reached. So, you know, we are in that kind of territory now. Franco Ordonez, NPR White House correspondent, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.